Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show, hosted by Mike Snyder and myself, Brigitte Boyer. I'm so excited to connect with all of you again at the spring equinox. We have now officially left the winter months behind us, and we are ready for spring, new beginnings, change, warmer days, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. So I think we all feel a little bit of an excitement this in our blood cursing that this is now a time where we can be outside more and enjoy more the outer activities again. So with that being said, focus is on the spring equinox, very much very symbolic for our spiritual paths, as it symbolizes the light and the darkness being equal, being in balance. And therefore, focus is today on balance and how that affects our everyday life. St. Germain is going to do a little dissertation and take everyone on a journey and also offer an activation. And this is accompanied by Mike Snyder's music. And I will turn this now over to Mike, who will introduce our websites to you and also talk a little bit about his music. Thank you, Mike.
All right. So I'll give out the websites here. So Brigitte's website is www.lightbridge101.com, and on her site you can see all the things that she offers, information for when we're part of different expos and different sessions that she offers, and in the future some classes and things like that. So you can keep updated by going to her website, again www.lightbridge101.com, and my website, which is www.mikesnydercc.com. I have all of my CD downloads on there. I have a new one that I came out with a few months back called Awaken. So that's one you can download the MP3 and play it right on your phone or computer, iPod, what be it. And I have a whole bunch of other content and different things on there, and some recordings of classes we taught over the years. So again, that site is www.mikesnydercc.com. Like Brigitte was saying, I do music that really helps you get into your zone for meditation. Some people like to use it to help them get into a sleep state. It's really used just for relaxation and just to have some sound healing to empty yourself out. You'll hear some of those pieces tonight on the show. All the pieces you'll hear tonight are different ones that I've made, and most of them are on these different CDs that I have on the website. So again, my aim is just for you to relax and enjoy.
Thank you, Mike. And his music is not just about relaxing. It is very healing, as music is a universal language and it can really support you on the path of enlightenment that you're on. I can only recommend it. Now, I apologize if I cough every once in a while. It's just part of the leftovers from a real bad flu that I had a month ago. So please be patient with me and I will do my best to keep it to a minimum. Now, about the equinox, about this dance between the light and darkness. Of course, St. Germain is going to talk with you about this more. But St. Germain is such a perfect example of the power of the dance of the light and darkness. As a master of healing, of transformation and transmutation, working with a violet flame, his focus is always and foremost in the balancing of opposing forces. Because as we balance opposing forces of any kind, love and fear, light and darkness or whatnot, then we are able to merge them and to shift from one consciousness level to the next, or from one level of existence to the next level. And this is a time that is very focused on transformation. If I understand it correctly, I just heard it the other day and it reminded me of this again. We are moving out of the Piscean age into the age of Aquarius. And it's not an instant shift or change. It is a gradual shift and change. And there are many key points to it, many gateways, portals open to support this transition and this transformation. And solstices and equinoxes certainly are these powerful portals that help us in these transitions. And opening up to the essence of the Aquarian age is opening ourselves up more deeply to our divine self, to spirituality, and to the recognition that we are all one, one mind, one heart, one divine essence. We are all part of God, source, the creator, the great spirit of all that is. And so we are learning to use our connectivity to manifest a different life on Earth. And we will begin to see that more and more in the Aquarian age, that there's going to be a shift to manifest that what nurtures us, that what allows us to liberate ourselves from the past and bring more of an alignment with our divine self into play, that brings a very new consciousness, a very new frequency, a very new flavor of our physical experience on Earth. And so with that, I invite you now to take this equinox, to take any of the major events. And with this equinox, especially because following the equinox, we have immediately a new moon. Everything is about new beginnings. And in addition, we also have some planetary alignments. I believe Pluto is moving into the Aquarian star system, or into Aquarius, the zodiac sign, I should say. And with that, we are going to be propelled even further into what it means to be part of a new 2000-year age that is the Aquarian age, that brings a whole new way of life for every single one of us. And I'm sure you've experienced in the last 10, 20 years, how much we had to let go of, how much has changed. And this pandemic too has brought to our awareness what really serves us and what no longer serves us. It has brought about a great shift and change in our consciousness and in our awareness how to live, or what's beneficial in our life. And so we can count on one thing. Transformation is going to be a big part of our lives. And letting go of what no longer serves us is going to continue to be a main focus. So making peace with all parts of ourselves, all aspects of ourselves, is going to come into the forefront of our day-to-day choices, where we must now ask ourselves, is this truly in alignment with my heart? Is this love, or is this fear? And if you choose fear, that is okay, but I'm pretty sure most of you choose the experience of love. So now it's a matter of having the courage to face our fears and to embrace them with love. Because as we embrace our fears with love, they will simply dissolve and cease to exist. And as we tread a path of love, so will then others be able to do the same. And that's what we as light bearers are here on Earth at this time, is to tread a path, to shift the frequency, to change the consciousness of the many, simply by setting an example that allows our hearts to be open and our mind to be in alignment with the mind of the greater spirit of all that is, with the mind of the divine I am, with the mind of God. And with that, now I invite you to close your eyes if you haven't done so, to call on your spirit guides, to open up your hands to receive that what Saint Germain has to offer to you at this time. We will play the heart opening piece from Mike, and once that is done, Saint Germain will come through and will talk to you directly. Greetings, I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I greet all of you at this time of the spring equinox, a time of new beginnings, a time of transformation, a time of awakening, a time of consciousness shift. These are truly momentous times, especially in a year such as 2023 that holds the vibration of seven within it, the number of change, the number of transformations, the alchemical number that allows you to shift from one level of consciousness to the next, from one way of living, from one way of experiencing your physical self to another. Of course, we understand that this also means for you to let go, of a lot of aspects of your life that felt familiar, that you considered a safety blanket, so to speak, that felt safe. Therefore, there's a lot of uncertainty at these times of new beginnings. Most often, one door closes before the new door opened up for you. What does that mean? Will the new door even open up at the appropriate time? Therefore, this truly becomes a time of initiation, a time to move beyond trust and faith in the knowing that you will always be provided for, that you and the universe and God, the great spirit of all that is, you're one, and that you are part of something so much greater, so much vaster, far beyond your physical self. And that vaster part of you that you are in communion with through your divine I Am will not turn its back on you. It will support you through the changes ahead that at times as uncomfortable that they might initially seem, but in truth they are times of liberation. Times where you're freeing yourself of a past that you've long outlived, preparing you to become a very new expression of your divine self in physical form. Now, at a time of the equinox where the day and the night are equal, there is the understanding of balance and the power of balance. And for every single one of you, that balance can be different, just as needed. So I invite you to look at your masculine and feminine self. In many ways, the masculine is the active part of you, is the part that reaches out to God, to source, to bring down new wisdom, to bring down new energies, to bring about change. But it takes time. It takes time for these energies to settle, to be integrated, to be infused into the old, for the old structures to fall away and new structures to be born. And that is the gift of the feminine aspect within you. It is a beautiful, sacred union and working together in harmony and balance of your masculine and feminine self. And if you listen to your divine I Am, if you listen to spirit, you will be guided to know when to act and when to be silenced, when to move, and when you should enter the place of stillness. You, many of you, are living in a society that often is asking you to be active, to move, to push, and even in your spiritual path, to do certain exercises or to do yoga or movement or dance or sing. And all of that is very beautiful. But there's also something to be said of simply sitting in stillness. And yes, your mind will start working like unbelievable fastness to get you off track. And yes, emotions are going to come up that will temporarily make it very uncomfortable for you to sit in stillness. But if you listen to your in-breath and out-breath, If you align yourself and call your divine I am to assist in this process, call your spirit guide to assist in this process, then you can find a way to breathe out the mind chatter, to embrace the feelings that are coming up with love, with forgiveness, with peace, and allowing yourself to focus on the power of expansion and contraction, light and darkness, love and fear. There's a sweetness within that movement, the movement of activity and stillness. There's a sweet point right in the center. It is that sweet point that sustains you, that place of harmony, that place of balance that gives you a focus point, a doorway, a portal into another level of consciousness. And that's where I want you to move now. This place is where I'm going to guide you now. This place, this sweet spot, this location within yourself, is in the deepest parts of yourself, where there are no opposing forces, where there is no pressure, where is no push and shove, where simply you will find your divine essence, your divine beingness, the vastness of your true self. So we are going to begin with you taking a few deep breaths in and out. And with every out breath, let yourself relax. Let your muscles relax. Let your body relax. Allow your mind to relax. When mind games come up, simply tell your mind that you will return to these thoughts at a later time, but that for right now, you're not going to participate in a conversation. And the more you use your in-breaths and out-breaths, you can feel your nervous system relax. And you can feel also an opening in your crown taking place. And a brilliant white light from your divine I am flowing into your crown, filling you up, filling every cell of your body up. And as you stand as a column of light, filled up with source essence, with the essence of your divine I am, you can feel that it is the same vibration, the same purity, the same love that is also within you, within your heart. And for this moment, in this moment, you can allow the darkness to come a little closer, to touch upon the light, and the light upon the darkness. Because your true essence acknowledges that all has purpose. And within you, a powerful agape love is flowing out from the deepest part of your heart, filling you up, and creating a connection between the light and the darkness so that there is peace, no aggression. There is not one trying to overcome the other. There's an acknowledgement and a knowing that all is in perfect divine order. And I want you to sit with that, feeling the light touching the darkness, and the power of love creating a bridge that allows emerging to take place. and through the power of love, your outer shell can fall away, and a path of light opening up in front of you, taking you out of your physical body, out of that experience of the merging of the light into darkness, onto a very new path. As you walk on this path of light, you can feel, still infused by this love, how easy it is to let go of those experiences of contraction. Even if it's not easy for you, simply make that choice to release that what no longer is in alignment with that frequency of love, that agape love. Be willing to not know what that looks like. Be willing to live in the knowing that what comes next shall be perfect for you. As you walk along the path of light, and as you let go, an inner transformation is taking place. The outer world is a reflection of your inner self. And as you change from within, the world around you changes too. And you can begin to feel lighter within yourself the further you move along this path of light. You begin to feel lighter, more open, more relaxed, more willing to trust, more willing to let go of control and to surrender to the moment. Because you came to Earth as a seed of light to temporarily experience limits and contraction, but to once again awaken out of the state of not knowing, out of the state of being limited, into a beautiful state of openness and light and love. These months of spring will give you an opportunity to open up further to your divine gifts in a way that you didn't even think possible. Just continue to let yourself flow along the path of light as you can feel a calling, a magnetic pull that is taking you into this vast portal of light that holds unique rays of transformation within it. It appears to be opalescent. And you know that as you cross the threshold of the equinox, as you allow the beautiful support from the new moon to bring about a new beginning, that much will be given to you in a different form, yes. But in its essence, it will come from your deepest part of your own divine self, from a part of love, from a part of knowing that you have no limits. Cross the threshold now and let the opalescent ray of purification allow you to change within and around, to experience a new beginning in life. And as you step out of the portal, you are greeted by many other light workers, light bearers such as yourself, who also crossed over the threshold. And all of you are gathered now around a big bonfire, experiencing and celebrating your own Druid and Celtic heritage, knowing that Easter and that spring is such a profound time of awakening. Goddess Ostara herself is giving you, as a symbol for your transformation, an egg, but it is not an egg that is whole. It is an egg that is cracked, because you are ready to crack open the shells of transformation that have kept you cocooned and in what appeared to be darkness, but in reality it was the necessary darkness for you to go through very profound and important inner changes that now can be expressed in the outer. You did well. Dance. Celebrate yourself. Be merry, be happy, and take these days ahead as an opportunity to celebrate and acknowledge how far you've truly come. You've done so much inner work. You have looked at your fears, you've looked at your limitations, you've looked at your darkness, and you've never stopped continuing walking on your path of enlightenment, regardless of what was happening in your life. And that takes courage, that takes strength, that takes perseverance, that takes commitment to a greater cause, to a greater consciousness that you know is overlighting you. And we support that. We, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, are with you. And that fire that you're dancing around is a fire of passion and of devotion and of compassion that is also burning so bright within you. But most importantly, this is the fire of passion. The passion to bring about light into the darkness, to bring about love where there's fear, to bring about change where change is needed, and where those who are ready for change can accept it. This is not about forcing change. This is about setting an example and allowing change to take place naturally. At this point, I want to remind you that within you is your divine essence that is simply innate and knows exactly what needs to happen at what time. You do not have to force change. You do not have to struggle so much to stay on the path of enlightenment. Allow yourself now to relax, to celebrate, to be open, to open your wings, and to simply find the joys in life. Be grateful and focus on that, what fulfills your heart, and bring more of that into your life. You have the ability, and you have your own permission to do so. Not our permission, not someone else telling you you can or cannot do this, but your own innate divine essence is calling to you, asking you to forgive your own self and to celebrate who you are. Whenever you're ready, you can simply step right into the fire. And when you are entering the fire, everything around you dissolves into pure light. And when that light recedes, you will find yourself back in your physical body. But now that we now have brought your masculine and feminine self into balance, the light and the darkness, the expansion, the contraction, the love and the severity, everything for this moment is put into pure balance. It is up to you to become your own steward, your own guardian, to protect this balance, to support this balance, to become aware of your choices, and be willing to choose differently. Take a moment to settle back within your physical self. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And now that I, Saint Germain, and many of us members of the Hierarchy of Light are truly supporting you at this time of tremendous transformation and accelerated spiritual growth. My love is with you always. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great show. Thank you, Brigitte Saint Germain.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening and for being part of this. And we certainly hope you have a great start into spring. The next 3 full moons are going to be very powerful. We are back to our Festival of the Christ at the next full moon, just before Easter. Following that is going to be the full moon of Vesak, the Vesak festival. And then the next full moon will be the Festival of Humanity. And we will be doing radio shows for those 3 events as well. So stay tuned, as there will be more to come. And again, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful start into spring. And enjoy the warmer days. I know I am. Oh my God, I'm so glad winter's over. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the warmer weather and getting out in nature.
Yes, nature. So take good care of yourself. Have a wonderful equinox, and blessings to all of you. Peace out.
Okay, take care, everyone.